Hi, it's Lee. Today a bit about red lima beans. This red bean was introduced commercially in 1990 by Southern Exposure Seed Company as Worcester Indian Red Pole Lima. That's where I got it. And I've grown it perhaps a decade. It's one of the hardiest lima beans around. Always makes a huge crop and it's reliable even in the driest years. It does have the half-wild trait of shattering easily, but then all dry limas do. You pick them, they go off like little firecrackers in your hand or in the basket. There are generally two beans in a pod, and the flowers are very attractive to bees, which means they cross easily with other limas. Lima beans in general are some of the oldest domesticated crops in the Americas. You can trace them back some 7,000 years in Peru. In fact, that's why they're called lima beans, after the capital of Peru, Lima. According to the Spanish who first conquered Peru, limas were eaten only by the Inca and the elite. They did not spread north out of Mexico until much later. The problem was that earlier types were a warm weather crop, and the seasons were too short in the north. That means they were unknown in Europe and are still rarely available there. In southern latitudes, lima beans spread widely. The botanist Georg von Martens brought back a sample of red limas from the Prussian expedition to East Asia in 1868. I believe he picked them up in Indonesia. But a century earlier, Nicholas von Hakeem, the Austrian botanist who corresponded with Linnaeus, recorded it in the Caribbean during his expedition there in 1770. Just an aside, von Hakeem's son and daughter were close friends of Mozart, which is neither here nor there, but shows the world was smaller in some ways then. Anyway, regardless of what the Incas thought, red limas in this country were often considered poor people's food, like a poverty crop. However, in truth, this is a fine bean. It is not usable as a green shell bean, it's too tough. But when dried down to that beautiful maroon brown, wow. First peoples both ground it for flour and cooked it in stews with red corn. Folks in the South would make a bean paste and serve it with red sweet potatoes. They probably still do there. I make a delicious chili with mine using these instead of kidney beans. So if you thought you would never grow lima beans after encountering some on your plate as a kid, the Worcester Red Lima may change your mind. Give them a try. Get a taste of history.